Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts, God, be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Oh, it's so great to see folk in church. So I'm wondering, how many of us have made plans for our lives? And how many of us have had those plans interrupted? Chances are all of us answered yes to both of these questions, because we've all made plans. Maybe it was for an hour, a day, a weekend, with our families, our finances. We've all had experience when our best and well-laid plans are interrupted by changing and unexpected circumstances. I'm guessing every one of us could probably say about today's gospel, well, darn, that sure does mimic my life. Preparations and plans made with the very best of intentions that somehow fall short because of unexpected circumstances. Our gospel story this morning illumines the tension of interruption in which we live today, and it's the same tension that Jesus and his disciples and the community lived in back in ancient times. The apostles have just returned from teaching, casting out demons and anointing and curing the sick. They're telling Jesus about everything they taught and did. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." Jesus has made plans and has some expectation about what will happen. A boat ride across the lake will take them to a quiet place and give them all some time to rest and recuperate and eat. Or so he thought. His plans are interrupted by the many people who run ahead to meet him and his friends as soon as the boat lands. Jesus' expectation of rest and recuperation for himself and his small band of friends indeed have been interrupted. There is no quiet and there is no rest. There is only a great crowd of people, like sheep without a shepherd, preventing what he had hoped for and planned. When our life plans are interrupted, it can be tempting to work even harder to make those plans come to fruition, to charge forward with our well-thought-out intentions, or to get frustrated and angry with the people or circumstances which have dashed our hopes for carrying through with our well-thought-out, important plans. But Jesus doesn't do any of that. He doesn't turn the boat around when he sees the crowd. He doesn't get angry or resentful. He doesn't blame or complain. And perhaps, most importantly, Jesus doesn't ignore or deny the interruption. He is simply present to what is, and he takes the time to listen for God in the midst of that interruption. Our God was, is, and always will be a God of love, rich in compassion and desiring for us to live in peace, even through life's interruptions. Now, life interrupted is not an uncommon theme within our holy texts. And Paul, too, encounters a whole series of what can be described as interruptions manifesting as infighting occurring within the newly formed Christian community in Ephesus. In Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, we catch a bit of a glimpse of this infighting the early Christians were engaged in. The big issue of circumcision was a very hot-button topic, causing plenty of discourse and heated arguments. But that, by far, was not the only issue to fight about. There were fights about eating food sacrificed to idols, fights about whether they ought to follow the eloquence of Apollos or the intelligence of Paul, and, of course, fights over leadership. Still, other Christians were fighting about speaking in tongues, whether or not there could be religious ecstasies or whether they should be following rigid dogma. The Pharisees and Sadducees were fighting about whether or not there was a resurrection at all, and the Orthodox and liberals were basically fighting about everything. In other words, the early Christian communities could be described as a heated battleground over religious interpretation. Sound familiar? But then the Apostle Paul steps in and says, No. Y'all are going completely sideways here. Paul doesn't allow himself to become part of the cycle of religious conflict. He doesn't choose sides, nor does he solve the infighting with a carefully laid out bullet point list of to-dos, early Christian style. Rather, Paul brilliantly steps in to the chaos and infighting with a pastoral word of interruption. That word, peace. Paul is saying to the fighting Christian community of Ephesus that the peace of Christ is what really matters, not dogma or religious traditions, because Paul knew it is the peace of Christ that breaks down the walls that divide and what reconcile humanity to God through the cross. The peace of Christ is God's way of loving God's creation through the interruption of the status quo. It grabs our attention when we are hyper-focused on seeing our plans and agendas come to pass. And the peace of Christ is what makes a stranger a friend and a community of people a home. We may hold our plans and the interruptions in opposition as if it is one or the other. But what if it's both and? What if we could be equally present to the plans and the interruptions of our lives? What if we trusted that God's Spirit was present and moving in both interruptions and plans? And by no means am I suggesting that we take a laissez-faire attitude, that we give up planning, or that we just stop caring about reaching our goals. What I am is encouraging us to be spiritually present to the everydayness of life, with all its plans and interruptions, because our presence to God and each other is a gift. It's a gift and one of our most important spiritual practices. Interruptions in everyday life is where God shows up. It's where we learn about ourselves and our neighbors and how we discern our call to participate in God's cherished creation, even and especially through the regularness of life. Friends, thoughtfulness toward interruption is a school of love. It teaches patience and kindness and offers us opportunities to soften our hearts and act with compassion. It invites us into the mystery of creation. How we relate to another mirrors our relationship to God. We learn to forgive. We practice faithfulness and hope amidst the uncertainties of life. Throughout our gospel stories and all along the way, Jesus is present and faithful to whatever and whoever is before him, whether planned or unexpected. Both our gospel reading and Paul's letter to the Ephesians exemplify the compassionate and pastoral nature of our God. Through the delight and the surprise of a well-placed, holy interruption. Just imagine what the world might look like today if love and peace and compassion and patience were discerned regularly and faithfully within the intersection of our plans and interruptions, just waiting for us to discover and to respond to. Just imagine. Amen.